Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone, just a few things before we get into today's episode. If you haven't gone and rated and reviewed this podcast, head over now. Go take a few seconds. I always want to hear from you and how I can best serve you guys. Which goes into the last thing before we get into this episode is I want to hear from you. I want to hear about what topics you want me to talk about. Who do you want me to bring on the show? What interests you? And you can just slide into my DMs on Instagram at Lo Wentworth, or you can send me an email, a good old-fashioned email at hello@lowentworth.com, because I really do want to hear from you and what you guys want to hear from, because this podcast, as much as it is selfish about me, learning about other women, using my own voice, it's for you guys. So with that, are you ready? Hello everyone and welcome to today's episode where I share some of my own personal tips about surviving the holidays. Yes, the holidays are on upon us. It's like Christmas just vomited everywhere right after Halloween. It's literally like Cinderella and her carriage turning into a pumpkin right at midnight. Like, what happened? Doesn't Thanksgiving happen? Aren't there other holidays that go on here? No, apparently now it's just Christmas, and Starbucks has their Christmas cups out and in full force right now, which, you know, I could say many things about, but it just brings up the fact that we are all hustling right now. We are hustling towards the end of the year. We are going to be hanging out with family probably a lot more than we have in the past year. And there's just going to be a lot going on with events, Friendsgiving, there are some birthdays, there's Thanksgiving, there is all sorts of holidays going on that besides Christmas, like Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and any other ones I don't even know about. But we're all rushing and tensions run high no matter what happens. You know, when you go and see your family, you fall right back into who you were with them, you get triggered, something happens, there's an explosion, there's not an explosion, you decide to never talk to your family again after whatever. But here are just a few tips and tricks that have supported me when I go into the holiday season. I mean, it's not a secret with people, those close around me, and I know I'm probably going to get some gruff for this, is that I never like the holidays. The holidays have never been fun for me. They have been a challenge, and I've been working hard to shift that and find some enjoyment in the holiday hustle and bustle and try not to want to rip people's heads off. Yes, I know that's aggressive, but I'm also a redhead, so we can be hot-headed at times. And the first tip is to take a minute and chill. Separate yourself. Go find a space for you to just be for a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Just separate yourself. I know for me, sometimes it's going into another room, or if I'm at my grandmama's, it's going to the freezing cold porch to where all of the cookies and candies are because no one wants to be out there for a longer period of time. I also have an uncle who sometimes just leaves and goes for a walk and just comes back after a while. There's nothing wrong with that. There is literally nothing wrong for you to take a minute out and chill, to separate yourself, to not be on top of your family the whole time, because that's where tensions arise. That's where you feel like your cup is not overflowing, it's depleting, it's about to crack. That is also where you might say something because you're a little irritable and it triggers the biggest family fight ever. I don't know. I hope that's not for you, but separate yourself. Go take a minute and chill. I guarantee they rather have you present and focused and happy than dreading the whole time when you're on top of each other. I mean, I know I love hanging out with people in not necessarily short periods of time, but quality time with them, like in them, present. And when I'm not present, then I need to go take a step back to recharge. So go, take a step back, whatever it may be. Maybe you decide to do the dishes while everyone else is playing the card game. I don't know. You do you. Another tip I have, because, you know, we all fall into that same patterns, that same roles, and then we get mad at ourselves about doing the same thing again and how we get blaming on the other person. When it's ourself, we get to take ownership of, and it's do the opposite of what you would do. So if, you know, Aunt Betty is going to be there and she loves to press all of the buttons and just drives you up a goddamn wall, do the opposite. Instead of blowing up or having a sarcastic comment or whatever it may be that you would say in response, do the opposite. Ask what your higher self would do and do that. Maybe it's asking a question. Well, why are you interested in that? Or why did you say that? Or something to the effect to create a dialogue and discharge your emotions. So that way you don't actually blow up at them. You don't actually get angry at them. Or maybe you do the opposite in viewing her as trying to poke buttons and when she's just trying to have a conversation with you and get to know you. People are interesting creatures. They communicate in interesting ways. They, a lot of times, talk to people and treat people to get attention on how the same way they got attention growing up. So that's just something to think about. I mean, we're all just big kids at heart, being adults, trying to be adults, whatever the hell that looks like. But do the opposite of what you would do. I know it has saved me some heartache, some frustration, and it has allowed me to accept the person as they are, to meet them where they're at. And when you meet them where they're at, you have a lot more compassion for that person. You have a lot more patience and you're less reactive. And then finally, focus on what you're looking forward to. The holiday season, there's so many stressors going on. There's so much rush going on. People are buying presents. Then there's like the money stories that come up around that to try to keep up with the Joneses. And then trying to go to all of the events and be there and go to 12 different Thanksgivings, Friendsgivings, and 18 different Christmases. If you have 18 different Christmases, Lord, bless your soul. But the point being is, focus on something what you're looking forward to. Are you looking forward to that 7-layer Jell-O salad I call the rainbow salad that my grandma makes every year? Yes, looking forward to that. I would say oyster stew, but I'm lactose intolerant and I can't have that anymore. Or are you looking forward to just connecting with a cousin you haven't seen in a while, or an aunt you haven't seen in a while, or maybe you're just looking forward to being just not having anything to do, as in for like your job or figuring out what you're gonna next year move you're gonna do with your life, or 2020 is right around the freaking corner and what's your revelation, your resolution for the year and all of that nutty and gritty whatever. But just focus on the positive things. If it's a person you're looking forward to, if it's that whatever dessert you're looking forward to, look forward to it and focus on that. And that will cultivate more positive energy and put you in a space where you start enjoying the holidays instead of dreading the holidays. So just a quick recap, take a minute and chill. Just take a minute, chill, regroup. No one's gonna hold it against you. And if they do, just say, I just needed a minute and to be present so that way I can hang out with you guys instead of, you know, feeling whatever I was feeling. Second, do the opposite of what you would do. Just do the opposite and see what happens. Bring some curiosity to it. And third, focus on what you're looking forward to. All right, guys, have a fun holiday season and I will see you later. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Low Wentworth because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.